Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to very, very busy San Diego Landings after this insane fishing re-energized itself here this week. And it's back to what it was pre-hurricane, which we're really happy about that for sure. And we have a great guest for you, Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert from Dawson Insurance. We're talking travel. We're talking long-range fishing. We're talking travel insurance and going places and having a good time catching fish.
Yep, no doubt. Bob's always got such killer information. It's one of my favorite shows, blown away that we've been through the first hour already. But we got another great hour of info coming for you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, it's 213-432-1090. That's the phone number. Phones are totally packed up right now, but we got another full hour taking your calls. Also, send us a text, man. Lots of opportunity to get your text read on the air. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Also, if your text makes it onto the air, you're going to be eligible to win that killer prize, as Pete has already mentioned, a brand new pair of Costa Del Mars coming your way, a $300 gift certificate good from any pair at CostaDelMar.com, a rad prize and a great opportunity for somebody. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Hey, you want to talk about important cost saving right now? Summit Gasoline is the spot. Get the lowest gas price possible for your car, your truck, or your trailer boat. That's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Get your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. You can get discounts on your bait certificates. You can buy your beer, soda, snacks, and get your 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. At Summit Gasoline, go say hi to Martha, the manager, and the friendly staff. They're so much more than just the lowest prices. They're an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat and trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's time to find out what's biting. Our FishDope.com reporter, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob. What a great show. So much good info. All of us out there doing that. This is good stuff. So we're kicking off October in fine style here, flat, calm weather, good water conditions, biting fish in so many locations, including some fairly close to home here. So here's a good story from yesterday, and it's a sport boat story, but whatever. So the guys on the Monte Carlo are anchored right out in front of Pedro fishing cods. And the current's been running a little bit, so they're watching this kelp patty getting closer, and it gets closer, and they threw a dipper on it, and the water boils up with all the Dorados that are supposed to be gone. They got, like, I forget what it was, 12 or 15 on that trip. And, you know, these guys aren't geared up for Dorado fishing. You know, they're bottom fishing, you know, catching snappers and sculpin and this and that. But anyway, they had a good go-round, and then they had to leave, and then they came back out for the afternoon trip, were able to find that same kelp, and got double digits again. And then this is just a few miles outside of Pedro. So the lesson there, guys, I think, is don't overrun the fish. You know, the water on that horseshoe's been pretty nice there. 72 queen bass are biting a little better, and you know, maybe we'll get a little fall run on that yellowtail. Who knows? But also close to home was some really good marlin fishing here from above the 14 over toward that A-bank for about a week now. Stuff's been hanging around in there, and that's been biting okay. But, man, yesterday it decided to really get with it. There was some talent up here. The guys in the ILTT tournament ran up, and they had just some world-class fishing, several boats with multiple fish, biting both jigs and bait, and, of course, nice weather. So it was really nice to see that marlin get with it. That's so much fun. And, again, close to home, just above the 14-mile bank.
Wow.
And as to those tuna fish, you know, it was a little slower there for a bit after the hurricane and we had some wind, and the fish opted to move around a little bit, but, you know, things are settling back in. Looks like they're getting back on a program. That big bluefin was from below the 172 down toward like that 499 where they've been all season, and then stretching down toward the west end of Clemente. There's quite a bit of that big fish in there, mostly nighttime biters on the jigs there. But, man, there's been some big ones here this week. And then some yellowfin is in there also. Well, you definitely want to keep an eye on the dolphins for that good grade yellowfin. And there was also some good signal on the yellowfin northeast of Pyramid Head up toward that 289 sector like that. And once again, the mesh got on it and mopped it all up. So so sad, but I don't know if that's going to happen again. We'll see. And then at the islands, Catalina, you know, it's standard bass, bonita, barracuda like that. There's been pretty good sprinkle of good grade yellow. And then this week, they found a little bit of sea bass kind of in the middle of the backside. Some nicer ones, surprisingly, for this time of year. So that was a nice little bonus. And then a Clemente, good yellows on the front side there from Gold Bluff down to Per Se and the stock spots. And then also up west on the 9, that's Bad Bottom up there. You lose a lot of fish, but man, there were some tankers there. And then to cap it all off, our fall deep drop swordfish season's getting rolling. And here's another good story. One of our customers, he opted to go back east. He found a little 18-foot Parker. Hooked it up to his truck, brought it out here, his first trip and his first fish on his new boat there, about 180-pound swordfish.
Oh, my God.
Now that's how you break out a boat.
Good one, right.
Hey, that's cool.
And lobster season started at 6 a.m. this morning. Did you get any lobster reports yet?
It's officially happening.
No, I have not. You know, and you know, the way the fish and game or fish and wildlife changed it from opening at midnight, which was chaos, to opening at 6 a.m. makes so much more sense. Everybody gets organized without the big cluster. But, yeah, we'll start getting all those.
I guarantee you somebody was out there at 6 a.m. because it was still dark.
We'll get
slip in the water, pick a few.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic scenario for getting tickets.
For sure. Well, fishdope.com, you know, Danny and his boys up there just do such a great job covering it all. They had it all this week. They'll have it for you next week and the week after. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of both of Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. By the way, the Chevron station never ceases to amaze. $6.98 a gallon for regular gas today.
Man, sweet. You know, I got to mention, I saw in the paper this morning that our illustrious governor, Newsom?
Newsom.
Is that it?
Gavin
Newsom. Or Newsom?
Yeah.
Sucks. Anyway, he finally repealed the summer blend as of immediately to try and give us some relief to gas prices because gas prices are, what, $3 a gallon more here than they are across the border in Arizona?
It's crazy. And the stuff here went up so fast. I mean, I have another station right in front of where we live. He was just barely over $5 here, and he's almost $7 now in just, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, well, and it's weird how it varies from county to county, too. It's like where you go, like we were just up in San Luis Obispo County, it was a dollar more than it was in San Diego. So it, but why?
I mean, it doesn't. Expensive.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. But the good news is maybe it'll give us some relief now that they've repealed the summer blend and we're back to the winter blend, as they say. So hopefully that'll give us some relief, right?
Well, we hope. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Be nice for our state to start getting in the right direction for a change.
Well, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone is 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, man, it looks like we are going to have just a great fall season here. So much fish, nice weather, and time to go fishing, guys.
Time to go fishing. All right. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay. You got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. I appreciate that, Mark. Well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing to roll into us, we had a great text come through from our buddy John. Pardon me. The question is for Bob. If you buy a yearly plan, is it for 12 months of the calendar year or 12 months as a date of purchase?
Yeah, it's 12 months from the day after you purchase it. So we can't put it into effect the same day you buy it, but we can do it the following day, and it's good for a year from that date.
Got it. Not like a fishing license where you get penalized if you buy it in October. You're getting your money's worth.
Right. I don't know. Did they recently change that with fishing game? I can't remember.
They keep saying they're going to, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, it's supposed to be mañana.
Yeah. which we all know doesn't mean
manana.
Tomorrow. It just means not right now.
Yeah, not right now. Yeah. Hey, from our buddy Ernie in Prosper, Texas, he says, I have a question for Bob. I have a current trip policy with your company. If I sign up for a new trip, will that existing unused insurance still cover me on that trip, or do I need to buy new trip insurance for each individual trip?
No, it covers, let's say as an example, let's say you got the most expensive plan they
have. The annual.
Like the $10,000 right. trip cancellation plan. It's around $800 a year. But let's say that you go on a trip. You don't have to notify us or anything. Just save your receipts, your itinerary, things like that. So if you do have a claim, we can get your money back in a timely manner, because if you don't send in everything that they require, it's going to delay your claim from 2 weeks to a month.
Okay.
But that's with the annual plan. So if Ernie would have purchased an individual trip plan, then that individual trip plan is only good for that trip.
Exactly.
But that's why you need to buy the animal plan.
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, I had a guy from Utah came down, tried to get on the boat, had COVID. They said, nope, sorry, you can't go. He goes back to Utah. Well, by the time he got back, and then because he had COVID, he had to see the doctor after his trip expired. He had a 7-day trip plan. Well, after it expired, now he's again responsible for all of his medical bills.
After
you know,
that.
And that's
a great call.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, because he was insured for that trip. Well, that trip is now over.
Right.
But he's got to incur all the costs because it's no longer associated with his trip.
Yeah, follow-up calls on it. Most of the time, and this particular client of mine was on Medicare, so a lot of times they just have co-pays, like, okay, $250 a day if you go into the hospital or whatever. I mean, I know pretty much about Medicare, how it works, because we offer that insurance as well. But yeah, the one-year plan, you're not going to have that time limit.
And it's not that much more expensive. Or maybe
it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, yeah.
Hey, let's continue on with our catch sport. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, I suspect you probably got something to tell us this morning.
Yeah, I guess, you know, they caught a little bit of fish this week. So
that's great.
Yeah, just a little bit there. And, I mean, just to start off, the Tribute called in this morning. They already have 27, I believe he said, bluefin on the boat, and they're in a pretty good stop, and they're just getting started. So that's kind of how the whole week has gone here. Those overnight trips, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, like we've been seeing there. The Polaris Supreme on their trips, they came back last week, and they had a 280-pound bluefin in there. So
Jeez. There's
definitely a nice mix of fish. You know, those bluefin, you're seeing some of those in the, like, 30-pound range. You're seeing that 50-pound range. So nice mix of stuff there. And getting started in October, still catching bluefin, yellowfin. Still a lot of Dorado on some of those. Tribute on their last trip had limits of bluefin and Dorado. Pacifica, 40 bluefin, 21 yellowfin, 56 Dorado. And that's kind of how the whole week has gone here. So very good fishing there on those 1 days, a day and a half, the longer trips. The full days, still on the action. Yesterday, the San Diego had 32 bluefin, 3 yellowfin, and 9 Dorado. So, again, that would have been an amazing count for an overnight trip a few years back.
Exactly.
The fact that they're doing those on the full days is pretty spectacular there. So, very good fishing on those full days. The half days, a lot of yellowtail this week. Well, I've seen a lot of that local yellowtail pop up. I believe it was Thursday, the morning trip, had 24 yellowtail on the half-day trip there to go with some bass. Still seeing some bonita, calico bass, sand bass, rockfish, so it's kind of hard to miss right now. You know, just pick a trip, get out there, and you're probably going to catch something nice. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, the overnights, the longer trips there, day and a half and longer there. You can make your reservation straight online. If you have any questions or you just prefer to go over the phone, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to answer questions, get you guys set up, and definitely get out there. We've got some beautiful weather, some great fishing. It's what we like to call here our local summertime here. You know, it's like the tourist crowds are a little bit lighter there. Still got people coming in, going fishing. Got great weather. I mean, what's not to like about this point of the season?
God, I love it, man. You're speaking my language, Marcos. What a great report. Glad to hear that. I mean, Seaforth is literally firing on all cylinders from the half days to the multi days. It's all happening right now. A great report. If somebody does want to book a trip, come fishing with you, what's the best way for us to do it?
Head to the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. We can help you out. And it is October, but you still want to make those reservations because those trips are still filling up. You're going to have a hard time getting a weekend trip now, so make your reservations as soon as you can and get out there fishing.
Awesome. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, Ron, I remind you, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros. We've been talking about them all morning. Probably the busiest guys on the docks are those from Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You can get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, the pokey kit. It's all available. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Again, make sure to get your reservations in. The best way to do it is by texting them. You can give them a text at 619-255-3128. You know, things were kind of starting to slow a little bit, and then this upgrade efficient happened, and it's, you know, limits for lots of boats again. I mean, those guys are just so busy.
Yes.
And the only fish that are getting cut are those with pre-reservations.
Right.
So you've got to do it. Again, 619-255-3128.
And I want to revisit this subject of the bill when you get the surprise bill when you pick up your fish at Fisherman's Processing or any of the processors, because I think it's an important subject. People need to be aware of what they're catching and what they're keeping.
Totally, man.
And only keep what you can use or what you want, right, Bob? And
yeah, exactly.
So let's give an example. You catch a 100-pound bluefin. That's going to be $165 to process at the processor.
Correct.
All right. That's the 3-mil bag if you want an upgrade, which I always do to the 5-mil bag. I think it's an extra 10 cents, so not that much more. But so you're going to end up with about a third of the whole weight, which is about 35 pounds of fillet. So you pencil that out, 165 divided by 35, somewhere around $4.80 a pound for that perfectly filleted, table-ready piece of bluefin or yellowfin or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So
you go into any purveyor of high-end seafood, that fish is $25 a pound.
Yeah.
You know, like any high-end place where you're getting...
Yeah, because Point Loma Seafood sells top quality, high-end local bluefin tuna. I think it's, somewhere.
And tuna bill as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is about it is that you need to be aware of what you're going to take home.
Yeah.
And this is something that people need to be more conscious, because all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, I got a $1,200 processing bill. Well, gee whiz, you caught that many fish, and, you know, that's the bill. That's what it costs to fillet it and vacuum pack it and freeze it or keep it fresh for you or whatever. So, again, just be aware of what you're catching when you're on the boats, and only keep what you need, release the rest, or give it to somebody who maybe didn't catch as many.
Yeah, totally.
And like in my case, where I had that $1,400 bill on a 7-day trip, I shipped all of that fish except for three pieces to three places in Michigan and a ranch in Montana.
Yeah.
And these are not only clients, but also owners of companies that I deal with. You know, like the president of the company or something like that. So I'll do that to him and his underwriter. But a big portion of that
is the shipping.
Overnight, you know, for going from San Diego to Michigan.
Right.
And I think that Sean's prices on shipping that is probably the best anywhere.
Fantastic. Yeah, I've shipped
anywhere.
And then you factor in the smoked or jerky.
Oh, I love the smoked and
tuna burgers.
Tuna burgers, yeah.
The other thing is I've shipped fish recently. Melanie was so rad. Like, they went through and, like, I mean, they didn't have time to do this, but, like, okay, let me figure out, is it going to be cheaper to ship it air cargo? Is it going to be cheaper to go through the door? Sometimes it's FedEx. And, like, compared a bunch of things, like, okay, this is our least expensive option. Let's ship it this way. And, again, you know, like you said, you said it best. It's expensive. You know, buy a ticket on an airplane. Like, any type of shipping is very expensive these days. But you want to talk about just absolutely stoking somebody out. How about somewhere where they don't get fresh bluefin tuna?
Exactly.
In a box opens up with, you know, fisherman's processing tuna jerky and four fresh tuna loins and whatever else. I mean, it's the
and
greatest.
Some smoked.
Oh, my God.
So throw this out, too. You throw in a trip to Kingfisher Charters or Queen Charlotte Safaris, and you bring back 100 pounds of perfectly vacuum-packed filleted fish from these beautiful locations, and you complain, well, gee, that trip cost me $3,000 or that trip cost me $4,000. Factor in 100 pounds of filet along that you're bringing home with you.
Dude.
The cost goes way down on that trip,
is
right?
Is it included in that trip?
Yes.
You're kidding, because I'm going on your trip next year.
That's right. You're going on our Kingfisher Charters trip.
Yeah, take my son.
All the fish you catch are, especially Kingfisher, they're perfectly vacuum-packed, filleted to the perfect sense, vacuum-packed, boxed, and you put it right on the plane.
I would say, and Pete's usually the one that says it, like, I would put Fisherman's Processing at the highest level of fish processing there is. Like, they are the benchmark. And I often hear you compare Kingfisher to that level of quality.
Yes.
Like, Fisherman's Processing is the benchmark. They're the ones that you compare it to. And I would say the processing that you get out of Kingfisher, it is of that level. Like, it's the highest end.
It is perfect. And I would say, again, for Queen Charlotte Safaris, too, they have a processor right there in Sandspit. The quality that they produced this year, unbelievable.
Top notch.
Yeah, the first rate.
That's cool.
Yeah, so factor that in when you're going on a travel trip. If it includes your fish processing,
no doubt.
It's a valuable commodity.
You talk about a hefty bill, but then when you when it comes to, if you were having to purchase that amount of seafood, you were having to purchase that amount of processing.
Bucks.
I'm sure.
Or more.
When you factor the cost to ship it, to purchase it, to pack it and process it, it's probably more than a third of the cost of the trip.
Yeah.
But it's included in your ticket price.
Included in the price.
Well, you can't beat the price of a long-range trip on any boat in San Diego.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I mean, you go on a long-range trip, you got an air-conditioned stateroom, you
got
a chef.
Best vacation in the world.
Yeah, and for what, like 500 or so a day?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really a deal.
It's pretty
sensational. So if you're paying a little more for your fish processing, you're getting the best deal you can get.
Yeah.
On taking a trip. Now, you might be paying that right now, extra fuel surcharge, might be 30 or 40 bucks a day. I don't know what they're getting, but that's still a deal.
It's still a deal. How many days do you spend on the Royal Star a year?
I usually try to make about four trips, maybe five.
Yeah.
You know, most of them, I like some of those three-day trips.
Oh, they're great.
I did really well.
Yeah, you did one of our four-day trips this year,
Caught a 150-pound bluefin, 100-pounder, and an 80-pounder.
You're an animal.
On a three-day trip.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you beat that?
You're an animal, Bob.
So cool.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Bob.
Very patient callers. We're going to jump right back in. This time, talk to Jeff. He's called us from Mission Viejo this morning. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, great show, guys. I have a question for Bob. My annual plan cover me if the trip gets canceled due to weather? For instance, with the hurricanes lately, would the trip be covered if they canceled it?
Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we just dealt with that about 3 weeks ago with Hurricane Kay, went through Cedros Island, and a lot of the passengers that they had were insured with us, and that is a covered event. So weather, inclement weather, is a covered event for 100% of your refund. Now, if you fish for one day, they're going to go, okay, well, we're going to deduct one day of fishing, but the next 3 days you can't fish, you're going to get reimbursed for that.
That's cool.
All right. Hey, I hope that answers the question. Thanks a lot for the call. Again, let's jump back in the phones.
Yeah.
They've been very patient callers.
Sounds good to me. This time we're going to talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Bob, I go on a couple trips every year with my son. Now, if I got a policy because I'm purchasing the tickets, would that cover if he had to bail out?
No. The way it works is each person has to be insured. But let me just add this. Let's say that you're taking your son, and he's 17 years or younger. He goes for free for the same travel insurance you have. So there's some benefits to these plans. In that particular case, that's not available on an annual plan. It has to be a per-trip plan. So it really depends on, the age of your child. Or maybe a grandfather's taking his grandson fishing, and that grandson is 17 years or younger. He goes for free.
I remember in the past you talking about, I forget the terminology you used, but it was like companion cancel,
traveling companion.
Yeah, I'm going on this trip with Pete, and I break my leg. Well, the only reason Pete was going is because he and I were going together. How is Pete covered? You know, what does Pete need to do to cover himself on? He's still perfectly able to go. The trip is still going to go, but he doesn't want to go because the whole reason is we were going together. Like, what right. do you need to cover yourself on something like that?
Well, if you have the travel insurance, it's 100% reimbursement. It's like a wife saying, hey, I can't make it because I got the flu, and we got a $30,000 trip we're supposed to make. Well, the husband's not going to go on it by himself.
Yeah. Right.
We're just going to refund
so
both
it,
of them.
So it applies even if it's a friend.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, wow.
A fishing buddy.
A fishing
yeah,
like buddy.
You're,
yeah,
you and your bud are going together on this trip. He can't go for whatever reason.
So he doesn't need an individual policy. It's covered on the other guy's
yeah,
annual policy.
Yeah, the guy that has the annual policy is going to be covered. The guy that doesn't have any insurance,
sure,
he's not going to be covered.
Yeah, no,
he's not.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean,
no.
you have to have insurance to receive your insurance claim, but I'm just saying, like, you're still physically able. I've got my yearly plan. I'm covered, but I was going on this trip with my bud. Well, now he can't go, which means I don't want to go anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I have trip insurance, I'm covered.
Yeah, and that's not true. You're going to go anyway.
You're right about that. You're damn right, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, so along
Bruce.
That same line, Bill in Chula Vista has a question about the family plan. He wants to know more about the family plan. He travels with his family a lot and wants to know who's covered. How does that all work?
Okay, yeah. So
that's a new policy that you have, right?
Yeah, and the family plan covers everybody in the household. Okay, it doesn't cover your family that's not living with you.
Yeah,
although
in the household.
Yeah, people in the household. Although if a family member, let's say a mother or father, ends up in the hospital, you can still get 100% cancellation if you want to be here for them and not go on the trip.
Oh.
Okay. And they're not living with you.
Okay.
But it is a family member.
Okay.
So the family plans cover everybody in the household for a year, and they're a flat rate. It's usually better if you have, like, at least one child or two or more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a lot more than two, let's say you have eight kids, well, you're probably not going on a trip anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but the family plan, which is now available through Dawson Insurance, covers the entire family for one flat.
For 1 year, for
one
a flat,
year
price.
For flat price.
Yeah,
okay.
And they start at anywhere from two. Let's see now, like a 2,000 annual premier plan would be $485 for the whole family.
For the whole family.
So you got husband, wife, four kids.
Four kids. Okay.
Okay.
Two
then,
kids, four kids, whatever.
Yeah. It goes up to $715 when you get a $5,000 annual plan, but everybody is covered for that. So
yeah.
In some cases, you know, I look at these plans and I go, well, maybe it's going to be better if just a husband and wife who travels the most gets a one-year plan, and the child who doesn't travel that much, because children's insurance is pretty cheap. It's only like 4% of the trip cost. So let's say everybody in the household is going on, there's four people, they're going on a $4,000 trip. It could be $40 for a kid.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're better off, hey, we'll just, you know,
and that's
separate.
The thing is if you call Dawson Insurance, you call Bob or Renee or anybody, they'll spell out exactly here are your options.
Right. Yeah. We
you're
just send the quotes.
Yeah.
We send the quotes and go,
yeah,
here,
yeah,
take a look at these. Here's what I recommend.
Here's what we recommend. Yeah.
Because
you guys know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're brokers and agents both.
Yeah.
So we deal with many different insurance companies. We have 122 plans with six different carriers.
Wow.
But they're not all the same, not even close.
Yeah.
You know, but so we know the right ones, especially I know the ones for fishing and hunting a lot.
That's your deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just call Bob and he'll spell it out. Here are your options.
Yes, this is going to save you
the family plan's going to save you money. The not family plan's not going to save you money because your kids are younger, so this whatever.
Yeah, you might be better off just the kids maybe go on one family trip a year with the parents. The parents maybe go on three or four trips a year. We're going to be better off just writing a separate plan for the kids. Unless they're 17 or under, the parents are probably fairly young. You know, a one-trip plan might make sense. But I'd rather send the quotes and let the customer decide, hey, this is better for me.
And I have to reiterate again that this doesn't – it's not just trip cancellation insurance. This is all the other stuff that goes along with it, the emergency evac, the lost baggage. What else am I missing, Bob?
Just like you said, all the COVID stuff that's been happening lately.
Yeah.
Bob was telling
medical
us a story
coverage.
Earlier about the guy being stuck with quarantine and that covering your extra bills that you're not planning on, or the follow-ups that happen afterwards.
Yeah, deductibles you have on your medical insurance. You know, there's a lot of benefits to travel insurance. And most people think, well, the most important reason I'm getting it is because I'm going to lose $5,000. That might be pennies compared to medevac that probably starts at 50 grand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking travel insurance, more so just like talking travel info. Like, this is just a great show. I really dig this every time we have Bob in here. Like, how many times have we all got together to talk about all the stuff, and yet new stuff comes up every time where it's like, man, I would have never thought about that. Yeah. It's a great time.
Lots of good stuff. So right back to another fish processing text here, and this is a good text because we're on that subject, from Dave, and thanks, Dave, for this. He says, I was always cut and very least trimmed and then bagged my own fish for years. I had my fish professionally processed for the first time a couple of years ago, and it is worth every penny. No hassle, no mess, and with thicker bags, you can pull the package out of the freezer months later, slow thaw, and the quality tastes just like it was swimming that morning. In some cases, you drop your fish off at the processor at the dock, load your gear on the vehicle, go grab breakfast, and get a call to pick up your packaged fillets. You've even received a breakfast bill. It's great service, and to say you get what you pay for.
No doubt about it.
And that pretty much says it all.
Yeah,
right there, right? that's it. But anyway, Ricky, you have one?
I did. I have so many of these from Mexico, and I thought that this was another one too, because I don't know if it's because so many of our listeners travel there, because I travel there, but I thought this was a great one. It says, for Bob, I fish in Mexico often. What medical conditions or injuries would qualify to be flown back to San Diego? That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Yeah, well, pretty much any injury that is going to be life-threatening after you're stabilized. So let me tell you how this works. Let's say that you're in Mexico and you have U.S. medical insurance, but maybe they don't accept your U.S. medical insurance because you're too far from home. Well, if you have a travel insurance plan, it's going to pick up your medical, your medevac bills, your trip cancellation, etc. But so now you're in a situation where we're going to fly you back home. We're going to pay for your flight back because, you know, if you had regular health insurance, they'll get you to the nearest hospital. But they're not going to foot the bill for a one-way trip to fly you back home.
Yeah.
Their only obligation is to take care of that. So let's say that you get repaired, so to speak, at the hospital. We'll pay for your flight back home.
In the class of service that you purchased.
Yeah. And not only that, if you need a nurse or a physician assistant, they'll also supply that and pay for their flight, too. Because some people, if they've had a serious operation, let's say bone protruding from the leg, they had to have surgery on it because they broke their leg. And it's not really a great idea to fly. As a matter of fact, I had one guy that was stuck in Johannesburg, South African hospital for about 22 days before they said, look, if you want to go, we can release you with a physician assistant because we don't want you flying by yourself because of the risk of blood clots and flying. And so that's what they did. They flew him home with a...
And insurance covered the flight, the physician's assistant, the whole nine.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, if you go somewhere in another country, your insurance is not going to necessarily cover you there.
No.
In most cases, it just won't cover it at all.
No. But if you have the travel insurance, it does.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're going to have your medical, you're going to have your ambulance costs, your medevac costs covered, you're going to have your trip cancellation covered, your baggage loss, and...
all of that.
All of the above. It makes sense.
That's it, man. Well, hey, speaking of another thing that makes sense, it's going fishing right now because it is biting, and we're going live to the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys. You got Captain Mike from Alpine. Captain Tyler is on the Tribute.
That'll work just fine. What's going on there, Mike?
I hear Bob Dawson, my insurance guy.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, it's good. He poured it in this morning, 29 bluefin, and 20 blues on the boat. 30 to 60-pound fish, great start to the morning. Yesterday, got in from another day-and-a-half charter, light load, but limits of bluefin and limits of draw. So, I mean, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Yeah, you could say that.
And nice weather, too, right?
Yeah, we finally started getting into our fall weather, which seems lately it takes longer and longer, but... You know, our fishing and weather for the last several years, like October, November, December, have been go time. It's, you know, I think our best yellowfin fishing last year was December.
That's so crazy.
It's pretty unreal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're knocking out, 30 to 60-pound bluefin, limited dorado, nice quality dorado to go with it. And yellowfin is, it sounds like it's just getting a little bit better and better. Probably looking forward to a really, really good fall here.
Has it been more on the nighttime knife jigs? Has it been daytime fly line, sinker rigs? Like, how's the tuna been coming lately on the Tribute, Mike?
You know, it's been both. There's a couple different areas of fish, but, you know, the nighttime bite is where you're going to see some of your good shots and some of maybe some of your bigger fish. I know talking to Tyler, our charter group on the last one, yeah, we... He goes, you know, we literally didn't have enough people to take advantage of this. We had a really light charter group, and, you know, we're picking up more and more charters each year, and I've had some guys call, and they're like, hey, man, where are your open party trips? I said, you know, during the summer, they're non-existent. We're picking up more charters each year, which is awesome, which is also a good reason to call and charter us. I mean, you know, you want to fish with, you know, anywhere from 10 to 35 of your buddies, that'd be the way to go.
Oh, heck yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, now's the time to do it for next season, right?
Yeah, no, we had a guy call in yesterday. He just got off a 2.5-day last week, and then him and his group from Washington are booking us 3 days. So there's three less days in August that you're going to see next year. So it's... if you're a corporate kind of deal, You know, we did some first responders this year. Just there's all kinds of different ways to get charter groups together, and you're going to start seeing more and more of it. You know, you're looking at a lot of the boats out of our landing this year were completely chartered. There was no party trips. So,
yeah. I mean,
you know, if you don't want to get stuck on a boat you don't want to go on, you know, get together with a group of your buddies and charter us in advance.
Big boat. You guys do high-end food, very comfortable accommodations. It's a great way to do it. And like you say, now it's just your group instead of you and, you know, everybody else. I'm sure, like, it makes sense why you guys get chartered more and more and more. You provide a great opportunity when somebody goes open party and you get half a dozen buds together. Be like, man, if we just get a few more guys, we can just have this to ourselves.
Yeah. Hey, I might add, too, that you made a point about that Bob is your insurance guy. And Bob covers not only the tribute, but you do boat insurance on most of the fleet. And you also do the insurance on Field Reachers, my boat, too. And that's something that Dawson Insurance, not just about travel insurance, you also do boat insurance, too, right?
Yeah, Ocean Marine is a very large part of it.
All of my insurance goes through Bob. Aside from, my side-by-side, Christy had taken care of my homeowner's insurance, all my vehicles, everything. And they're, great to work with. I was on the phone with Christy yesterday. She's trying to get something squared away from a vehicle incident I had, and you couldn't ask for anybody more helpful and more personable.
Oh, that's good. I'll pass that on to Christy.
Yeah, and you know, I might add too, Mike. I mean, your boat's older. My boat was built in 1976, and it's an old Pacifica, and it's not easy to find insurance for an old boat. And Bob found it.
We got a lot of
1976 isn't old.
Yeah, that's right.
I know exactly how old that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But point is if we're looking for marine insurance, he's got that too.
Yeah. No. He shopped around. Definitely got the best deal possible. And I really, between him and Christy, I can't. They're so easy to work with. It's just. And believe me, Christy knows my number by heart. Just, I've spent a lot of time, you know, different, bought a new house, you know, looking for fire insurance and everything else. And she's just, everybody there is so easy to work with. It's awesome.
Well, hey, Mike, if somebody wants to climb aboard the Tribute, are there any spots available coming up here? Looks to be, you know, week before the full moon, fantastic fishing, flat, calm. Any spots available this week?
You know what? I think we have tiffin pots left for tomorrow night's day and a half trip. It's Pizza Port sponsored trip. Tuesday night virtually has nobody on it, and wow. I mean our week of weather looks awesome. Like I said, it's we're 8:30 in the morning. I think is when he had already called in. More than one round on 30 to 60 pound bluefin. Dorado fishing's been great. If you get on the right school of yellowfin, it's phenomenal. So, now's the time to play hooky.
Go
this
right
week.
Now.
This is it.
Weather's good, so's the fishing, and the loads are light, man. Go. Just do it.
How do we do it on Tribute Sport Fishing?
You can always book through the landing, Seaforth Landing at 619-224-3383. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com, and take a look at our Facebook page or Instagram to see what we've been catching. I mean, it's phenomenal, and, you know, a lot of guys got kind of burnt out on that Dorado. It came and went real quick. There's still plenty of Dorado to be had, but you start seeing Dorado counts in the hundreds. So now, on top of that, you're mixing them, you know, limits of bluefin or limits of yellowfin. So couldn't really ask for more.
Get on it. Hey, thanks, Mike, from the Tribute. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you again real soon. Keep us up to date on what's going on. Get on the Tribute tomorrow night Tuesday night. Holy moly.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's jump back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Dave? He's calling us from Anza. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I really enjoyed the show. It's just a fascinating subject there. Hey, Bob, my wife and I, we do a lot of RV travel. We spend anywhere from 3 to 5 months on the road in the RV. We've been to Alaska and back twice, coast to coast and a lot in between. Now, we have AAA and Good Sam insurance that covers towing the RV in case of a breakdown. But what do you have that might be geared more towards RV travelers? I'm particularly thinking, what if we were somewhere far away from home? I became disabled. My wife was stranded, her and the dogs in the RV. What do you have that might help us out?
Well, we're not going to have anything that covers the RV. You're going to have to use your Good Sam insurance for that portion of it. But as far as medical or accidents, medevac, hospital costs, things like that. If you do a lot of traveling, you're probably going to be better off with a one-year plan. You know, they're available from $3,000 in trip cancellation up to $10,000 a year. And then you can do all the trips you want. On the annual plans, they do limit the length of any one trip to 45 days. So that might pose a problem, especially if you're gone 5 months at a time.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hope that answers it for you. Thanks a lot for the call, Dave.
I had a text kind of along those lines. This was from Todd in Oceanside. Does trip insurance cover private trips, i.e. we take our yacht down to Mag Bay and back? Like, how does one, you know, one, are we covered, and two, how do we do that since it's a private trip on his own boat?
Well, it would still be covered for your accident and travel. So what you're basically saying is, look, I don't have any trip cancellation costs. I didn't pay anything because I own the boat.
Right.
But you're going down to Mag Bay, you're probably going to be over 100 miles from home.
Sure.
So if there happens to be a medical incident or an accident, then, yeah, we can definitely help you with that. We can fly you back home, you know, just in case, let's say you break a hip or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, things,
you know,
happen.
And yeah.
And you break your arms, for God's sake.
Yeah. Break your arms. Yeah.
It could happen. Yeah. But that's covered.
Yeah.
Even if it's your own boat.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks, Todd.
Glenn in Fallbrook wants to know if you're going on the 3-day Las Orcas trip on the Royal Star.
Oh, I got to go on that again. That was such a fun trip. Yeah.
Those boys are
awesome. He says you're welcome to come back.
Oh, good. Because I tell you, that was fun.
Yeah. It's good times. All right. Well, hey, phones are packed up. Let's go and jump into it.
You got it. Jeff in Pacific Beach is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Bob, hey, I travel back and forth to Alaska out to a place called Bethel on 80 miles upriver from the Bering Sea about six times a year. We usually try to squeeze in some sort of a vacation trip so this summer we took an RV for a week, went down to Seward, rented a boat, did some halibut fishing, and we were going to do it for 2 days, and my wife, she was back with the grandkids, and we got knocked over by a dog and broke her arm, and so we had to cancel a second day. How does something like that, would there be any remedy for that second day of our fishing trip?
Yeah, that would be under trip interruption. Let's say you're on a trip and you break a leg. Well, now you're not going to be able to complete that trip with your traveling companion, in this case your wife. So we would reimburse you for the unused days. So let's say you're paying $1,000 a day for your trip, and it's for 10 days. But after the first day, you're not on your trip anymore because she broke a leg and now she's in the hospital. So we're going to pick up the medical, we're going to pick up the ambulance costs, and if you were flying, we're going to fly you back home because you're probably not going to stay long enough to get your round trip if you did it on the first day. So, yeah, there's a lot of advantage to that. Not only that, if you're overseas, there's no guarantee that they're going to accept your U.S. insurance. As a matter of fact, they're probably not going to.
Yeah.
So that's another good reason to have that. So yeah,
in the hospital,
yeah,
for sure. They're not going to accept Medicare over there.
Medicare
would cover international.
Well, it's
sort of
depending on which plan you have.
Yeah.
Okay, because we write Medicare plans also, but most of them cover $50,000 worldwide.
Yeah.
However, they may not cover. They might not accept your Medicare plan because it's from the United States.
Yeah.
So if you have the travel insurance,
you're covered.
Yeah, then you're covered.
Yeah, for sure.
The thing I keep going back to is we have talked about all these things. This is $280 for the year.
I know.
For the year.
For the minimum policy.
It's so cheap.
So let me throw this out. You're on your boat, you're filleting your own fish, and you cut yourself, and you can't fillet your own fish. Will the insurance cover your fish processing bill?
No, but we'll cover the stitches in your
fingers. Hey, I got another one here from Dan in Irvine. Says, I have Dawson Insurance, and when I'm committed to travel, whether I'm on a fishing trip or in Europe, I have been booking my hotels at the unrefundable rate, figuring that my insurance would cover me if my flight got canceled. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, why pay the extra to the airline fee? You're already covered on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If it's non-refundable, any of your non-refundable expenses are reimbursable.
Yes. Okay. So you're covered on that.
Yes.
I like it. All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. And Dr. Robert, he's called us from Canyon Country. What's up, Robert? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yeah, no problem. How are you guys doing?
Great, Robert. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I was just wondering, with that insurance, If you go out of San Diego and the boat is going, let's say you think it's going to Mexico and they decide to go to Tanner, you're not 100 miles, so that trip's not covered?
Right. Yeah, you got to be 100 miles from your home. Now, if you live in L.A. and you're coming down, fine, you're going to be over 100 miles from your home anyway. But if you're here in San Diego...
Is it the point of departure or the point of your home?
That's a good
point of your home.
Your home.
Right.
Your home, yeah.
All right.
So if you're driving from North County and then, you know, you may be the 100 miles. I haven't ever had them check on that.
But yeah, but wait a minute. Are they really going to say, well, geez, you were 97 miles from home, right?
No, I don't think so.
Just don't see that. I mean, technically, yeah, you're not covered. But are they? Is the insurance company going to really be that thoroughly investigative?
No. No, they're not. They're not going to go. Oh, wait a minute! The guy was 97
miles. We got to track the GPS of the boat.
Yeah, how are you going to see where
they were?
Tanner, I think you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Cortez, maybe not.
Yeah, you're good.
97 miles.
Yeah, you're good from San Diego, but you know, maybe not when you draw a straight line to your house. So.
Yeah. So
good question, though.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, 100% it is.
Yeah,
totally.
For sure. But the chances of them doing an investigation if you're right on the borderline. Now, if you were, you know, in a car and you were in, you know, Modesto and it's not 100 miles, you got hurt in Modesto, and you can track that easily. When you're on a boat, it's not so easy.
No, and then it's like living in San Diego and then you get injured in San Diego and you turn in a claim for the medical bills. They're going to go, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do you get 100 miles from home in San Diego?
Yeah. Yeah, so within reason, it's
yeah,
yeah.
Right. Trip insurance.
Trip insurance. I dig it.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. It's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip: food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them in your local shop or gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing: need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. All right, it's time for the big coin flip to find out if our winner of these $300 pair Costa certificate is going to the caller or texters. Do us the honors, Bob.
I'll do it.
Okay. Today we have a caller, as our big winner. Congratulations. That's Jeff in Mission Viejo. $300 Costa certificate coming your way. Congratulations, man.
All right. Congratulations. Bob Dawson, Dawson Insurance, man, you are so amazing. I have the insurance through you. A lot of people that are listening to us has a travel insurance. If you don't have it, you need to get it.
Get it.
Because it's worth it. Trust me.
Yeah, let me tell you how to get a hold of me, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let me give you my direct cell phone, 619 area code 990-3068.
Give it again.
619 area code 990-3068, and that's my direct cell phone line for Bob Dawson. Now, you can also call the office. I'll give you that real quick, 619 area 460-5615. Press extension 2 for Christy or extension 3 for Renee. There's only 5 of us in the office, and there are 3 of us that handle the travel insurance.
And then, do you have a website?
Yeah. Go to...
Safari?
SafariGlobalTravel.com.
SafariGlobalTravel.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Or get on any of the boats' websites.
Yeah.
We're on those.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the links page. You'll see Bob Dawson Insurance right there. Just click on the link and it'll take you right there. Thanks, Bob. Great job,
yes,
as always.
Great info.
Thanks to Christian for doing a great job on those massive phones today. Thanks to all the texters and callers that participated. Sorry we weren't able to get to everybody. It was a pretty busy morning, and thank you very much for everybody participating. And, of course, thanks to our buddy Adam for doing a great job on our app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Ali Husseini from BDR Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef Husseini, the Angler's Reach Realtor, will be here. We'll be talking all kinds of fishing and real estate and a whole bunch more tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.